In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ Amen. Is in our midst.
Was, he is, and always
shall be.
Sundays are always special because they commemorate the resurrection. And it's called the day of the Lord because it's the day that the Lord shows that he defeated death by death. And so every week we have a bit of renewal as we go into the next week with the Sunday commemoration of the holy resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Sundays during Lent have also an additional special commemoration for each one of those Sundays. And so the first one, of course, as we saw last week, was the restoration of the icons that once and for all they were used again in the services and in the churches. And then this Sunday, tomorrow, and we already started hearing the hymns were about Saint Gregory Palamas, who was an archbishop in Thessaloniki, which is in Greece, in the 1300s. So, and then next week is another veneration of the cross. And I mention all of those 3 weeks because they go together very well. The first one being a veneration of the icon of Christ that we sing in the hymns. The second being the veneration of Saint Gregory Palamas, an archbishop. And then the next one being the veneration of the cross in the middle of all of the Sundays. Well, I was blessed to be in Thessaloniki for a month taking courses with my seminary classmates, and that was our very special field trip from seminary, was to go spend a month there taking classes. And every morning there was orthros around 8 o'clock at many of the churches. Even if they were across the street from each other, there would be orthros before the day began, and there would also be vespers. And so I was thinking to myself, you know, and I still do, this city really prays because there's always some service going on. And even though here in this country we don't all live around the corner from our church, we can still turn our thoughts to the worship of Christ, our God, and that the more that we do that, the more we can say that this city also is praying also. And I think that it was one morning for Orthros, I was in the church dedicated to Saint Gregory Palamas. Every church is dedicated to something special, a saint or an event. And this one was for Saint Gregory Palamas, and I was there. And I was surprised to learn that the relics of Saint Gregory Palamas were in that church, and we could go venerate them. And when I went to venerate the relics of this archbishop, who had, as I said before, reposed in the 1300s, more than 700 years ago, I noticed that there was a very beautiful fragrance coming, even though it was encased. So God still works miracles centuries later through Saint Gregory, even though his relics are not living. They're expecting the return of God to bring them life again. They still show this sign that God's touch is there and making a beautiful fragrance. And maybe if we can hear just a very simple message from the hierarch himself, because he was a great teacher and a lot of his writings have been preserved, and we're very blessed to read about what he teaches about fasting and read what he teaches about the teachings of the church, but why is it beautiful that he's in between the veneration of the icons and the veneration of the cross? Well, St. Gregory said, you should venerate the icon of Christ and even the sign of his cross. And he talks about how it's a protection against demonic powers. And so in between the veneration of the icon of Christ and the veneration of the cross, we also venerate St. Gregory, who said in his life, you should also venerate the saints because they took up the cross of Christ. And so all of this veneration helps us to show that we worship Christ, who is one of the Trinity. And so that's another explanation that we hear in the hymns, that Gregory Palamas was thrice blessed and that he taught us about theology, because when we venerate when we venerate our fellow man, when we venerate the cross, when we venerate an icon, we show that we worship Christ, who is one of the Trinity, and that we know that we are beings that were designed to be in relationship, as the Trinity is a holy relationship. So as we come to another Sunday, may this message of resurrection and the fragrant relics and the fragrant message of the Holy Hierarch give us a new strength to look at the week to come, to fast in a way that helps us to get closer to God, and to stay encouraged. This is another message about fasting, is that when we talk about fasting, a lot of times we get caught up in ingredients and chemistry equations, and this is okay for a start, but if it becomes a point of pridefulness, then we've made fasting about ourselves and what we do, and not so much about getting closer to God. And St. Gregory writes a lot about the correct approach to fasting, and you can find that online, pretty available, but that's important. And another, and this is, I'm not sure who said this, but it always kind of wakes me up when I think about fasting. He says not to, I'm not sure that this is St. Gregory who says this, but I feel that it's important to say it as we've gotten through a few days of fasting, is that we shouldn't boast about fasting, because the demons fast better than we do. They don't eat anything at all. That doesn't make them good. So we do what we can, and we scale back in a way that says, I'm trying to open up my heart to receive God's purification. I'm trying to do good works for others and trying to be less extravagant. And that is a kind of mindset that will help us to remember to draw nearer to the Lord. So through the intercessions of St. Gregory and all of the saints, may the Lord give us a blessing to continue the fast and to approach the resurrection. Amen.
Amen.